And next, let's remember a man who's responsible for a lot of stock value. He created a $19 billion industry, the industry in sports drinks. Robert Cade came up with the formula for Gatorade back in 1965, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Robert Cade was just 37 years old and had only recently heard about new research showing the importance of glucose and salt in helping the body absorb water. He and his assistants got to work mixing up concoctions using sodium, potassium, and glucose. The University of Florida football players asked to try it said it tasted, well, like urine. Chairman of the University of Florida Department of Medicine, Edward Block, picks up the story.
So Bob Cade actually went back and took his Gatorade and took urine. And he didn't say which was which and tested, and he decided that they both tasted alike. And so the players were right.
Clearly, improvements were needed. Following his wife's advice, Cade added lemon and soon had a winning formula. The Florida Gators, for whom it was named, drank it the entire 1966 season. But as Dr. Block recalls, Gatorade hit it big the following year when Florida beat Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl.
At the end of the game, when the coach for Georgia Tech was being interviewed, they said to him, "Well, Coach, what happened?" And he said, "Well, the difference in the game was those Gator boys drank Gatorade at halftime." And that was it.
Now owned by Pepsi, Gatorade has an 80% share of the sports drink market, and it's generated more than $150 million in royalties for the University of Florida, which helps explain why the University of Florida recently dedicated a historic marker on campus recognizing Dr. Robert Cade and his invention, Gatorade. Dr. Cade died yesterday of kidney disease. He was 80 years old. Greg Allen, NPR News.